Blog Talk Radio.
Ensemble. Happy Monday. Sorry we are a little bit late, but
we were on the telephone.
Yeah, we have had some stuff to deal with, and we're back, and we're here to talk about paranormal.
Yes, sir.
I am a lady.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm trying to catch up here.
I am also a redhead this week.
This has happened.
These are the facts.
Yeah.
We got a little sidetracked tonight. I dyed her hair red. She wasn't blonde. We were just on the phone. Things
are happening. So.
But we're here now. And this week's topic of conversation via our Instagram page. Apparently I'm watching.
Somebody's got this shit in check.
Instagram page is: if you could investigate with one paranormal investigator, alive or dead, who would it be and why? And we got some pretty, honestly, interesting responses to this.
Can we just start with ours?
No, I want to end with ours.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to end with ours because I feel like that's the best. But right away, we got Tommy Hostline 76 said Nick Groff. Did he ever answer me? I don't think he did. I asked him why.
But we also have to say, we did get to investigate with Nick Groff, and it was pretty cool.
It was. We'll get to all this after
the
fact. Let's talk about this now. So then we had Ghostrunner _ Apexia Jilly said John Zaffis, and I asked her why, because
We want to know.
I want to know why. Like, obviously, there's a reason why you want to investigate with these
people. We want to know people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody has that one person, and there's got to be a reason why. So, I asked her, and she said, I love how he's about getting to the root of the haunt and helping the clients, not just overdoing the same famous locations. And honestly, I can agree with this.
Yeah.
Because if you know Johnny Zaffis, who is actually the nephew, I believe, of Ed and Lorraine Warren. If you don't know them, obviously it's the couple with the Annabelle doll and the couple from the Conjuring movies based on that. We'll get into them later.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
But he has a show called Haunted Collector. Why does your phone keep doing that?
What?
Focusing. Yeah.
Because Satan's in my house.
I don't know. But
no. Side note. Seriously, we were gone all weekend, and I came home last night, was here for a little bit, and had to
And then we went out, and then...
Yeah, but while I was home, I saw a whole hell of a lot of shit moving around my house, and prior to us, you know, leaving, this had been a thing. But when I came back yesterday, it was, like, crazy active. And she even saw something today, so.
Yeah, I just dyed her hair in her dining room, so we didn't get any hair dye in her kitchen and her bathroom. And I swear I just saw something walk out of her bathroom, so.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But going back to Johnny Zaffis, he has a show called Haunted Collector on, Is that Destination America?
I want to say maybe sci-fi.
It's one of those channels that has all the ghost shows. I'm not sure, but it's called Haunted Collector. And he doesn't, so this person is correct, he doesn't go to these, like, talks about haunted locations like Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Lockdown, all that kind of stuff, ghost hunters go to. He goes to people's personal residences, and a lot of times it has something to do with an item that is in that house. And at the end of the episode, he will then take the item, similar to his aunt and uncle, I believe. I'm going to look into this later on, but we're just going to go with his aunt and uncle. And similar to them, would keep an item from every haunting that they had. So that's the whole premise of the show, is that he goes in and he collects the items. And I have gone and to a, I don't know what I want to call it, a speaking engagement, but
event.
Yeah, an event, and he talked about it, and he does actually keep all of things that he takes. So I do respect him in that aspect. And like I said, he's going in and he's going to he's trying to help people. Like, if you ever watched the show The Demon Files on, that was Destination America, right? The Demon Files on Destination America, they would go into people's houses dealing with specific things that were happening. I can agree with Jilly. Like, I can see how that becomes something more than just going and seeing the same old tired thing over and over again. Let's see. Next, we have at Haunted Old Lavaca County Jail. This one I thought was really cute. She said my partner, and she tagged her at MCDEB33 and said, I trust her wholeheartedly. I thought that was adorable. I asked her why and she did not answer, but part of me goes like, I get it. Like, I definitely do feel more comfortable when I have somebody like Christy there too, because I know that they're looking out for my best interests.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with that too.
Yes. Okay, it works now.
Sorry, new phone is doing the Facebook Live.
Yeah, we switched phones, Rick. So I'm calling in and she's Facebook Living. But yeah, no, I can agree with that. She never came back with a why, but I get that. That wasn't where I was going with this question. This was more of like a, you know, famous, well-known investigator. But I can appreciate that kind of an answer because I agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see if she ever answered me. Speaking of... Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, we did get an answer from her. So speaking of the Demon Files, we did have somebody say Ralph Sarchi, who actually was the person behind the show The Demon Files, which unfortunately never made it past a pilot season, so they only had 3 episodes.
He was also in that documentary on Netflix. I read the book.
I will look it up before the show is ended. Yes, but there is a documentary that he's in. But she had a good, she did answer me. And she said, there are many reasons why, but most of all, he is no-nonsense, former law enforcement, and deals with the demonic infestations on a professional level backed by his spiritual prowess. Being a criminal justice major, he is who I look up to. So I can get that. He is an ex-law enforcement officer. He is coming in with that frame of mind, no-nonsense.
So he has the credentials. He's not going to buy into your bullshit. He wants to get to the bottom
Which
line.
I will... say that we have the honor or whatever of being friends with somebody that actually participated in that show and was part of the making of that show and was part of his crew in that show. And he says the same thing, because if you've actually ever watched the show, again, I think it's only 3 episodes. But they still do play it periodically on Destination America. Unfortunately, they were pitching their show at the same time that Paranormal Lockdown was pitching their show. And, of course, the show with Nick Groff is going to get the time slot before a show of unknowns. But the premise of the show is that they themselves were not going to well-known locations. They were taking people who were writing in and going to their houses because they were claiming that they were demonically possessed or, you know, there was things happening in their house, and they would go in, try and find the evidence, and then at the end of the show they would do
they would see what needed to be done to help that family.
And the first two, it was some sort of, I don't want to call it an exorcism because I don't think it was an exorcism. They would cleanse the house of the spirits, and then they would let you know if that helped or whatever.
But the third one was my favorite.
Yep.
Because they called bullshit.
And I remember this because it was on right before Walking Dead when it was on TV, and I remember our friend calling me and being like, hey, do you guys want to watch together? Before Christy and I were friends.
No, we were friends at this point. Because we all watched it in your basement.
Oh, you
there
came?
Were four of us.
Okay, so she did come.
Yeah, we were all there that night.
So he and our other friend and Christy came over and we watched. And I remember him saying, like, you have to watch because this is a really fucked up episode. So in my head, if you tell me it's a fucked up episode of something paranormal, I'm going to think, like, somebody's levitating.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's getting thrown against the door, whatever. But
somebody's head is spinning. There's pea soup involved.
It's not. They walked in and off the bat, Ralphie said, I feel like this is bullshit.
He was very suspicious of these people.
But he gave them the time of day. He gave them a few days. They went in there. Yeah. They did everything
he had to do. He did it very professionally, very matter of fact, XYZ.
Yes. But it turned out that they were full of shit.
The woman who claimed that these things were attacking her husband also referred to him as ghost bait.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you.
And they had all these YouTube videos and stuff. And
now, mind you, neither one of us are married. However, if I were going to refer to her as ghost bait, I wouldn't call, in and say, well, I don't know why this is happening to my husband. I couldn't imagine in a million years why he's being attacked by demons.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be serious.
Yeah.
If you're calling me and you're telling me X, Y, and Z is happening, I don't know why. I shouldn't find YouTube videos about you, being a paranormal investigator and, saying that you're into this and you're using your husband as ghost bait.
Yeah. Moral of the story is, I think he's a little ridiculous.
And ridiculous is the wrong word. He is very passionate and can come across as over the top. Ridiculous is not a word I would go with. Because, if you're wasting my time, I'm going to be freaking pissed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real pissed if I have driven or flown to another state to help you with something you're claiming is a true problem, and, you just want your, 5 minutes of fame.
And that's what they did.
He's from New York. We all seem aggressive.
And I do get that because I believe there is an episode of Ghost Adventures where those people claim their house to be demonic and they ended up finding the speakers in their walls. Was that Ghost Adventures?
No, that was actually from the Ghost Hunters book. Okay,
go ahead.
Two quick stories.
Yes.
In the Ghost Hunters book, they will tell you about an early investigation that they did right here in Hackensack, New Jersey, where they found they claimed to have, voices coming through, and they ended up finding that the family planted speakers in the walls to try to get their 5 minutes of fame with that. But there's also an episode of Ghost Adventures where this guy and woman claim that there were demons writing 666 on their wall and setting Bibles on fire and all of that. And Ghost Adventures went out there and...
Okay, that's what I'm
kind of... They never fully came out and was like, yeah, you know, they're full of it. But they could not come back with any solid evidence that this is really happening. All of the home videos were, you know, I could be behind a wall with a fishing line, and they only looked at where the object moved from. They never looked where it went to. It just, you know, nothing ever quite added up to this was completely genuine, and that's what I think you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, they're like, oh, yeah, they're like, there's demons writing 666 on our walls, and, you know, Bibles are bursting into flames, but they didn't have any proof from, like, beginning of that statement to the end, and everything they had was so, like, one point of view that if somebody had fishing line and was, like, you know, in the other room, could have yanked that cup right off the shelf. But, no, I do know, because I remember... I actually just gave that book to somebody else talking about how when you're a paranormal investigator, you really do have to take the time to see if you can find wires that are leading into walls where people have, you know, Halloween music playing.
No, it's true, though. If you're really going to become, like, cause, I mean, we thought about it, putting yourself up as, like, somebody that would come into your house if you think it's haunted. But at the same time, like, how... do you really know that that's genuine?
And like, it's not even that. It's a matter of, like, protecting yourself. Like, you know, you would have to get, like, bonded so they know, you know, like, oh, you have no criminal past, you know. So in case they don't get the answers that they want, they can't come after you and be like, oh, well, no, you're full of it.
Yeah, it gets complicated when you try to be that kind of a group.
Yeah. Because I looked into that when we looked into, like, you know, all of, like, the licensing and things like that. And unfortunately, if you try to be honest with somebody that's trying to be dishonest, you end up in a terrible
situation. It's not worth
situation.
It. Unless you're going to have a show backing you like they did, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So let's move on. So next we have, and I think Christy can agree with this one.
Uh-oh.
Is we have Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, because I love how serious he takes it and how much compassion and dedication he puts into it, and just learning from another empath would be so amazing, dream come true. He's an amazing guy. I've met and hung out with him, the whole crew, many times, and I love him dearly. And that's at TTPI Crew on Instagram.
One, I'd have a restraining order.
Yes.
Let's just call that what it is off the bat. However, and I feel like on this I can speak for Amy as well, when it comes to paranormal shows, we both enjoy Ghost Adventures because they will discredit something as quickly as they will credit something. Like, to me... As an investigator, if we're sitting here right now and something creaks upstairs, we should look at each other and go, probably the cat. There are plenty of shows where they're, you know, like Satan himself is upstairs when really it's just the cat lurking around.
And I will say, we're going to get to this because this is one of our future answers, but Ghost Hunters on television was, like, not anymore, but they used to be very guilty of never questioning evidence. And I, again, we've spoke about this in the past, will always say that I am the biggest skeptical believer there is, because I will question everything. Like,
yeah.
I could have a scratch on my body that I know I didn't do, yet I'm going to sit there and question how this happened. But, and I know people give Ghost Adventures a lot of shit. I give them a lot of shit.
Yeah,
honestly, we really do watch them because they're funny.
Yeah.
Like, and the places they go are cool.
And Zach is hot.
And Christy thinks Zach is hot. But
oh, lady,
I
happens.
Give them the credit for the fact that they will...
debunk something.
Yes, they will admit when a piece of evidence they got is bullshit.
Or that they can't quite prove either way and say, you know what, we can't say it's paranormal, but we can't quite explain it.
Exactly.
I will give that credit.
Yes.
And, you know, I...
So people make fun of them. I get it. No, it is that. He is there with his fucking painted on hair and his glasses and his whatever. And, you know, he is a bit extreme and a bit over the top. And things do happen, but you have to give them credit where credit's due, and that they will debunk evidence. Yeah.
And, you know, another question that I have posed, and maybe this will be a good question to put up on our Instagram, is, you know... I've noticed, and we have watched Ghost Adventures for years, and it kind of seems to me, and again, opinion, that things seem to kind of hit them a little bit harder, and, you know, they seem to react stronger to things. And my take on that is, when you do this stuff for a long time, or you go back to places that have messed with you in the past, I feel like it kind of hits you a little bit harder and kind of sticks with you a little bit longer than you're used to. Because we went back to the woods. I don't think we talked about this. No, the Devils were in the postseason. I don't know if we actually spoke about this, did we?
We did. We were live last week, but we were live on only our Facebook and our Instagram. We were not live. We were not live on our thing. So yeah, you can talk about it.
So two weekends ago, we went back to the woods by us,
Forbes Woods in Hackensack and Maywood.
Yep, we've talked about this in the past, and we brought the newest member of our crew along, and he knew nothing of it, never been there, didn't know anything about it, pretty much shoved him in a vehicle. He was like, oh, hey, this is where we're going.
All he really knew about it was that it was definitely a place that had in the past given us an extreme amount of
anxiety, nausea,
and evidence, basically.
Yeah.
And there were things that happened that we could not explain away, but more than that, he did not know.
No, he did not.
We purposefully did that to kind of see what was
going to
happen.
We told him we were going to one location and then just kind of...
ended up flipping it.
Yeah.
I more or less wanted to see what would happen because I've only been there with the same group of people every time we've gone.
Yeah, and we were. This is the same place we've talked about going back by ourselves. However,
I don't want to be in the woods by myself only because every time we go, we see this really. Although we didn't see this dude the last time.
No,
but it just makes me uncomfortable being there just the two of us in the woods. But maybe after this last time, I would consider it. We would just have to go at like 7 or 7:30 right before it gets like.
Yeah. Again, you know, a big thing is we are two females, you know, and as much as I would like to think that I could kick the ever loving shit out of someone if necessary, I don't want that to ever come to it. So I also kind of feel like I'd rather have a guy with us because I feel like we're less likely to be messed with if
less
we
likely to be fucked with if we have
a
dude there.
So we bring a dude. Never been there. Really didn't know a hell of a lot was gonna happen.
But in sidetrack, honestly, there really isn't a lot of like history on this place because we've tried. Because of some of the things we've happened and the responses that we've had
so many responses over and over and over again.
Same thing over a spirit box, over an obelisk, over ghost radar, if you believe that. Like, the same kind of thing over and over again, and we've been trying to look into it because this is all kind of folklore at this point. Like, it's a thing that kids have been saying on and on about these woods, and there did used to be an abandoned house there, and it was all about this guy that used to own the newspaper that's in our county. And his last name was Borg, whatever his name was. And he had a house. The house ended up being, you know, abandoned. So there used to be this abandoned woods house in these woods. But since then, the perimeter of the woods has kind of been moved in. So the woods have gotten smaller and the houses have gotten bigger. And somebody has actually bought the house. The house is Okay, resume. The house has now been taken over by somebody else. So, but minus that, we have no solid evidence about everything. You have people saying, like,
satanic things happened, occult killing,
people were killed kind of thing. And it started out with the first day that we went there, we didn't know where we were going. We literally just put it into the GPS, found an entrance. There's a couple entrances to these woods, and they're literally just, like, right off the street. You see houses the whole time you're in there. You're really not in the middle of nowhere. And we just started walking. Like, we just walked in, and...
Hi, Bill.
We just started walking, and we ended up finding, and if you go back on our... I don't know if it's on our Facebook, but if you go back on our Instagram, which is where we post most of our stuff, so follow us at Devil's Hour Paranormal on Instagram. We posted pictures of this. We found this, like, hut that is literally like a tree that fell down, and then a bunch of people just started putting like sticks up against it, and it made this little like
not goat killing. We love animals. No goat killing.
It made this little like hut, and honestly, the first time we went in there, we were with our friend who likes to like live. He live streams all of his like investigations on Periscope, and so we just kind of thought it was like a cool place. We'll get back to that. A cool place. A cool place to like visualize on the thing, but we were so wrong.
Yeah, we were kind of floored that evening, especially me, because you know I'm the one that's like tardy to this party. I am, you know, Amy has been investigating longer than I have. And I, you know, like her, I'm a skeptical believer. I grew up in a house that was built on the Revolutionary War path that was built in 1888. I have blueprints to prove this. But nothing has ever really, like, happened in this house. And
again, firm believer on if nothing happened on the grounds or in this house, there's not going to be any sort of residual energy.
Yes. So again, you know, I was like, huh, I've got an old house and things should happen. But again, that's not how this works. So when we went there, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know, it's all folklore. Just like by my house, folklore. I went from fine to nauseous very quickly. And every time we go there, it seems to be the same things are said.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten witch repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not a religious person. I do wear a Wiccan pentagram ring because I like it, not because I'm religious. I have a Wiccan pentagram tattoo, again, because I like it, not religious. First time we went there, first time I've ever been scratched, was right up that same leg that has the pentagram tattoo. When we went there 2 weekends ago, I was sitting on a tree stump. Our other investigator was sitting about a foot and a half away from me, probably about as close as Amy and I are now, if you're watching us on Facebook. And she was standing outside of the hut.
Not far from them, maybe
not
like
far.
A foot or two, just
probably like
facing
two
the
feet.
Other direction.
Yeah. And the ghost radar says witch. And now the newest investigator of our team has the spirit box in his ear. And I also have it in my ear as well because...
We did not bring a speaker and you couldn't hear it.
And also, you know, we're neurotic. He's new. We need to check up. So it says witch.
So I would like to point out, side note, I am not a big fan of Ghost Radar, if you know the app. It's an app you can download on your phone. Part of me always sits there and says, like, how the fuck does this phone know, like, anything? It's the same thing with an obelisk. I love an obelisk. I would love to own an obelisk. I want novelists. They're very expensive. But there's always that part of me that goes, it's just saying words. Like, how does it definitively 100% know these words?
But here we go, boys and girls.
This night, and we have all of this on two recorders, which we haven't gone through yet because we've had a lot going on, which we will go through, I promise.
We promise.
And I, now that we have our other member, I will have him go through it so that he can put it into a file so that we can play on our show.
Mm.
But we were getting responses from this ghost radar intelligently, like to the point that it was saying my name. It said Chrissy's name.
Yeah.
It literally answered questions.
Yeah. We had a crazy night there. And like I said, and we're just talking about basics here. The ghost radar said witch. She is outside of said hut.
Mm-hmm.
I am sitting on the like border of being inside and outside of the hut. Other member, about a foot and a half to my right. About, again, if you're watching, yay far.
Yeah.
It says witch. Okay, we've heard this before.
Many times. This is not the first time we've heard the word witch in this location.
I have Wiccan things attached to me. However, not a Wiccan. Don't believe it. Now, here comes the fun part. In two people's ears listening to headphones through the spirit box, it once again says witch. Now, mind you, because I am, you know, barely a female, I am sitting on the log in this hut, kind of, you know, if you were to squat down and be resting your hands on your kneecaps like this. So I have two hands like this. I sit there and go, I feel something just touch my hand. Okay. Now, again, people on the Facebook. I have this ring. It's a pentagram. It's been on my hand for a year.
At least a year. Because it was St. Patrick's Day last year.
That we were in Salem and I bought said ring. Tan lines that can mark out this ring on my hand to a T. It says witch. Person sitting to my right says, who is a witch? I feel something touch my hand. All of a sudden, the pentagram on my hand that was facing me, if I were to hold my hand upright like this, is now facing my pinky. I have fat fingers as a small ring. It don't move like that.
But then it called you out on that.
It did. And we asked, you know, again, who is the witch? And it said, Chrissy.
The ghost radar.
The ghost radar said, Chrissy. And again, I love symbology.
But it also called a ring.
It did. And then we asked, did you move my ring? And something came through the spirit box and said, I'm sorry.
But it also said ring.
It did say ring. And it also said, I'm sorry.
It did.
And again, you know, we have kind of been a little chaotic recently and haven't gotten our information to Anthony, our new tech guy, and that's on us.
But you also, you can call in now, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, call in.
You also need to understand what the ghost radar is. If you don't know what an ovilus is, it's almost like predictive text, if that makes that sense. That makes sense. Like the quote unquote spirit can influence it to say something, which again is why
it's supposed to be able to pick through a dictionary of words through some kind of technology and make sense.
Yes.
So it's supposed to be all an influx of you know.
Which is why I've always been skeptical of this kind of a thing, because how does it truly know? But when things happen, like the intelligent and very relevant responses that we got that night,
Yeah, and you know, and it's not the first time we've had that happen with Ghost Radar, and it's very rare that it does.
The other time that I know that it happened and it freaked me out was the night at Letchworth.
Yeah, because it said something, and the events that followed suit to a T.
Yeah. And, like, I will always be skeptical of that kind of stuff. Like I said, if I ever had the opportunity to, if I ever had the opportunity to own an Ovilus, I would, in a heartbeat. But I always think that it's going to be something that I'm going to question. Oh, it's the same thing with a spirit box. I love spirit boxes.
Check.
I have two. I have the SB7 and the SB11. Love them. I think they're great. I love when you get responses. But the biggest problem I have with the spirit box is my 7 doesn't have an antenna. I looked it up, took the antenna out, you know, made it not, quote unquote, be able to pick up radio stations, but it still does, especially when you're around us, because we live in the tri-state area. We live right outside New York City. There's hundreds of radio stations all over the place.
Yeah.
So you're going to hit that patch of, like, consistently picking up radio stations. So even though...
Check again, just in case.
Even though you have it set to sweep at a certain rate, you're still getting... Every once in a while, you're not getting full words. So even though you will get intelligent responses and things, I still always question even a spirit box.
I also... I have to say, I agree with that 100%, but there are times where we go places where we don't have that, and it is on point.
No, and I'm not discrediting it, because I've definitely had things come through a spirit box that I think are crazy and insane.
We see you, Rick.
We're
just finishing our rant.
And I do... understand that, like, things do come through, and again, I want an Ovilus. I'm gonna sit here and tell you that I think a lot of the times it's bullshit what comes through all of this, but in the same aspect, there are times where it answers you intelligently, and I'm gonna answer for Rick, so hold on 1 second.
And though we see you, I'm with you on old school radio, because I'm a big believer of the whole white noise thing.
Hello?
Yes, Rick is back. He hasn't called us in forever.
I've been busy.
It's fine, Rick.
Yes.
We get it. And we weren't live last week. In his defense, he was ready to call in last week with his daughter with a ghost story, but we had technical problems.
We did, but we are so prepped for you for next week. Your daughter's shirt is being made. We have talked to our person.
Yeah, she's excited about it.
And we're excited about it, too.
Once we get the shirt, we'll get your address. We can mail it out.
Mike should have my address.
That's fine.
We'll tell him.
We actually went out and saw them last night, so.
I did not. I had other things to deal with.
What? How could you? Oh, okay. Well,
no.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, shit happens. But they were playing with Power Man 5000 last night.
It was pretty epic. They had a new song that they played last night, so.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I enjoyed that band when I was growing up, I'm not really big into them. They kind of went from, like, super, like, heavy metal to, like, they went kind of like a punk way, and then they kind of, like, he's trying to bring it back, and I'm like, what happened?
In all honesty, I showed up, like, 45 minutes before Phil and all of them went on, watched Dead Tide played, and then I left. I did not stay for Power Man.
I only know them by one song.
I know two songs. That's it.
Just When the Worlds Collide, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the other one? Nobody Something? No, shit. I do know it. Hold on.
She walked out. I did not drag her rotten fetus.
She did not.
No. I dropped the ball on that. However,
Nobody's Real. That's the other one I know.
We'll
be dragging her ball for my Valentine.
The only song I've heard from Power Man 5000 was When Worlds Collide, and that was like a big hit. And I listened to it all
the
time on the radio.
The only reason that they're even remotely famous is because the singer is Rob Zombie's brother. Other than that, they would not even be anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, the singer is Rob Zombie's little brother.
Oh, well, I could tell who got the more successful career.
Yeah. Wow, I knew something before you guys knew something.
You'd be surprised how much I know. Like, I'll be sitting there watching a music video showing my girlfriend, be like, see that guitarist right there? He was replaced 5 times. And I go down to detail, and she's just kind of like, why do you know these things?
Okay.
Like, I just do.
What band was Dave Mustaine removed from before he formed Megadeth?
Really?
Yeah, this was a trivia question the other night, and Amy kind of had a miniature stroke while trying to answer this question.
I did.
That was Metallica.
Yes. And
Dave
I ended
Mustaine.
Up getting it right, and I ended up winning the round.
I would
so
also
much.
Like to preface this with, she was wearing a Metallica shirt and didn't know it, but I had Metallica shoes on, and I was violently pointing to my feet, and that's how she got this answer.
Well, it's because, you know, shit happens, but, you know, he just
too bad I haven't got
was
the leg.
Crazy drinking. But the one thing that kind of sucked for Dave Mustaine when he was kicked is that they used his material and didn't give him credit for it till way down the road.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, that's how,
but
like, the big four ended up happening, because they kind of made amends.
Yes. But also, if you really think about it, it's a quick cash grab.
Oh, yeah. I paid $200 to sit in nosebleeds for that show.
I'm never going to be able to see Slayer because they're retiring. I'm probably never going to see Metallica. I've seen Megadeth, and it wasn't the best because it was him coming back from his hand injury, and he got, you know, it was the United Abomination. No, which one was it? There was United. It was the one after that, and
if
he was up here, and it wasn't that
enough,
good.
If you cover early enough, I will gladly give you my Amy's ticket to Slayer and Lamb of God.
I'm not a Lamb
together,
of fan.
And I love Lamb of God. I made her meet Randy Blythe, and she had no idea what was happening.
He told me about his cat that was named Salad, and that was the highlight of my day.
But if you are in New Jersey when Slayer is playing, I will take you instead of her.
The only time after Slayer retires, you know it's going to be a cash grab when they're like, hey, we're going to play this one show this one year, one time only, cash grab.
Yeah, I've seen Slayer quite a few times, and they are violent and amazing, and I love it.
They're violent and amazing.
They are. Their pit is fucking brutal.
Yeah, I've known some people that are like, if you've never been to a Slayer concert, man, you're missing out. That stuff is hectic. I've broken like 2 ribs and an arm. I'm like, really? Doesn't sound very good.
I have been to shows that have been much more violent, and I've been much more seriously injured than a Slayer show. But they are.
I'm not much of a violent person.
I am. I
can't push people.
Pretend we sidetrack to the paranormal for 1 second. Rick, If you could investigate with one paranormal investigator, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, geez. I don't know. That's kind of a tough question, really. I don't know.
I mean, you know it would be the two of us. So obviously that's
we're
the
epic.
But
besides,
you said live or dead, so I'm kind of like, who could I investigate that would, if I'd have to resurrect them back from the dead for them to come with
me? Can I sidetrack for a second? There was somebody that said on our Instagram that it would be Harry Houdini, which I thought was crazy. And when I asked them why, they said because he made it his aim to debunk everything, and he was friends with Arthur Conan Doyle, who believed everything. They eventually fell out, but Harry Houdini obviously wanted to believe because of his wish to contact his wife through seances once he was dead. He was the ultimate skeptic. That was not an answer that I expected.
No, that's pretty epic.
I know a couple places that I would like to check out.
And what are those places then?
But who are the people?
You two.
This is why we love you.
and we'd have to get Mike and Phil.
I've never gone and ghost
I've never gone ghost hunting with Mike. No.
We'll have to go with Phil.
And
Sean, but we will have to go with Mike.
See, I would like to check out the chambers. I might be pronouncing this wrong. The chambers of Kelchester Castle.
Where is that?
And like somewhere. And like in London, there's a haunted I can never pronounce it right. Viaduct Tavern, I think it's called.
There's a few places over there.
Yeah, it's like trying to get there.
yeah, exactly. And it's expensive to go to a lot of these places.
And some places are super just like crazy to try to like rent.
Oh yeah, because you gotta. Money. It's all money nowadays.
Investigating is a lot easier when you don't have the cops on your ass.
That was one time.
No, that's like one or two times we've been somewhere.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's been Letchworth, and that's been with Phil and Sean, so you can blame them.
Yeah.
Blame
I know one thing is that the trip to New York, I really wanted to do an overnight with Phil and Sean on an investigation. I had to fill that out because it sounded really bad for a second.
Well, if you end up coming, we'll just take you to Letchworth.
Yeah, we can do an overnight there.
That's free and only semi-illegal.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only time the cops show up, all they do is tell you to leave. It's nothing more than that.
Yeah.
Gotta get a group together. And then leave me alone. They'll be like...
You don't need any more than me and Chrissy.
Yeah, we can pretty much, you know, hit up Phil and Sean and be like, hey, we're coming to your neck of the woods. And call it a day.
Well, but the question is, how are you two doing?
We're good. We're still super psyched that you're coming out. We're also super psyched that your daughter would like our shirt, and that is being made. That order has been, you know, set up and in the works. So we're super stoked for that.
Well, because when they would be over, when I called, I'd be in the other room and they'd watch it on there, and I thought it was really cool. And then I talked to her. I'm like, you know, Shelby, why don't you call in and talk about ghosts and stuff that you've experienced. And she's just like, will they allow me? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah, well, we have you guys set up for next week for you and her to call in and talk about it, because we'd love to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
Are you crying yourself slugged by the cat?
She just asked for Boomas.
Who did? Oh,
cat. Why are you messing with the cat?
You have to tell us what your daughter's YouTube is.
Yes, put it,
you know,
put it out there.
Because if she's going to call in, I'll advertise it. I'll put it on our Facebook and our thing.
Well, when it comes to her Facebook, it's like really weird, you know. She puts stuff on there, like her drawings and just like what her day is and what she does. But sometimes if it doesn't follow under, like, you know, certain things her quote unquote mom doesn't like, she'll end up deleting the videos or, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, really? That's stupid. But it's like Tiggy. Right now it's called Tiggy the Tiger. And it's spelled a certain way, and when you click into like her profile, like on the cover, it says Sheller B. Wolf. She's my Pinkie Pie.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we have her shirt ordered, so it's just a matter of...
We'll talk to you before then, but we'll make sure that we have time for her next week.
Yeah, we have every intention of having both of you guys on next week.
It'll be like, well, probably most like, I'll be definitely calling in, but it's just mostly it'll be her, so she can... She has some pretty interesting stories, and from her point of view, from like the parent point of view, having her randomly playing at 3 o'clock in the morning and telling us it's with, you know, her friend and stuff like that, and describing this person to a detail and stuff like person apparently passed away. Huh?
We look forward to it because we don't get a whole lot of
people calling in with crazy stories.
Or not even that, just like female perspectives on that. And, you know, not that we're like super like guy and girl, but we always love to get a female's perspective on it. So we're really psyched to have her call in and tell us her experiences and all of that.
The cat is funny.
Oh, God. Okay, on that note, why we can't have nice things.
It's like a 20-second delay from, like, the phone to the video feed, and I literally just saw that.
On that note, though, we really do have to go. But I will talk to you before next week to figure out everything that's going on, and we'll figure out a time for you guys to call in.
Yeah, we'll definitely reach out and be more specific for you and your daughter.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just leave Amy home.
No, they will not leave me home. It will be fine. Thank you for calling in, though, Rick.
Yes, we've missed you.
No problem.
We
no,
look forward
don't.
To next week.
No, we do look forward to next week, because as much as we look forward to talking to you, we are looking forward to talking to your daughter, too.
Okay, well, believe me, she's excited about the shirt and calling in and everything like that. So you two have a fun night.
Bye!
Yeah. Bye, Rick. Oh, God. All right, on that note, I'm going to play our goodbye song, and we will be back in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
next time. We'll have ourselves a laugh.
Yeah, we'll have ourselves a laugh.
And on that note, now back to minus, like, extreme whatever, who would you want to investigate with, alive or dead?
Zach Bagans. And I would have a restraining order against me like that.
But she's only saying Zach Bagans because she would, like, touch me.
Yeah. But no, honestly, like, I would have to go with, like, the entire, like, Ghost Adventures crew because I feel like I would have the best chance of having, like, a genuine experience with them, all naughty things aside.
I honestly would probably have to go with Ed and Lorraine Warren because I would have wanted to have been present during the whole Conjuring situation. Like, I feel like going back and learning about this, if you've ever seen the Conjuring movies, they are based on real-life stories and pictures and things. I would have wanted to have been there and seen that happen.
My only issue with that is they have been brought to be frauds so many times.
But that goes back to the only reason I would want to investigate with them is to be present during those situations.
Yeah, and that's where, like, my whole thing is.
That's, again, and we've had somebody bring up, I think, Bill or Rick, I think, actually, prior to this thing that the Ghost Adventures crew has been accused of fraud.
Yeah.
There is always going to be people accused of fraud in the paranormal field.
Because you can never
Because there's
really
no solid scientific evidence. There's nothing to solidify any kind of proof of anything. So there's always going to be those people that are going to say they're frauds. But that's a real thing behind my basis of wanting to have been around during that time, been around during Amityville, been around during when the Conjurings happened with the Perrin family, around when Annabelle was happening and all this, because then I would have a firsthand account of it.
Well, that's why I would like to go with the Ghost Adventures crew, because I do feel like they debunk and, like, all of that. Like, I would like to see the whole, like, whirlwind 360 of, like, what happened.
Yeah. Well, on that note, look forward to... This is creepy. But make sure you follow us on Instagram at Devil's Hour Paranormal, because I will be posting... What was your question about? I don't know. We'll be posting...
I had a question.
Yeah, some sort of follow-up question about this week's question, or a whole new question that we can talk about next week. And be sure to tune in next week, because we will have Rick's daughter, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Not only
so
is she
stoked.
Of a younger generation, she is another female in
yeah.
this kind of a situation. And they're from Alaska, which I think is fucking epic.
But it's mostly, like, the
female.
Thing.
And the younger generation.
We have not had... One,
We had Shanna call in
yeah.
a month ago.
And we've never had somebody younger than us, especially a female, call in with their experiences.
No, we're pretty young, honestly, when it comes to the paranormal field.
And
we are 30.
Yeah, and we're super stoked to have her.
So make sure to tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to make the show right now so we make sure that we have a link. And follow us on Facebook, because we'll be on Facebook Live. And until then.
And the Instagram. And the Twitter. I'll put this one on Twitter.
She'll tweet this, and we'll try. We now have another way to maybe be live on Instagram next
yeah.
week as well. So, like I said, follow us on Facebook. That's awesome. Devil's Hour Paranormal. But make sure that you follow us on Instagram, because that's where I post most of our updates and links and things like that. So at Devil's Hour Paranormal on Instagram. If you're following us on Twitter, it's at Devil's Hour Para.
Yep.
But all these links, again, can be found on our Instagram and our Facebook page, so please go there. And, yeah, we will see you next Monday.
That we will.
Peace out.
Stay heavy.